Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just wondering what made Buffalo the decision for you. Why did you decide that you wanted to sign with the Sabres?
Yeah, first off, thank you. Appreciate it. Excited to be a part of the organization. And I think what really caught my eye with Buffalo was getting on a call with Donnie Granato. Obviously, I played with or for him when he was an assistant coach in Chicago. But we got on the phone and we talked for about 40 minutes. And the way the team's going and the way they want to play, I think I fit perfectly there. Hard work and relentless with some speed. So and I think as with him as a head coach, you're always going to have that transparency where you know what he wants from you. And if you're not doing something right, he's going to tell you. There's never going to be that gray area where you're wondering what did I not do or what could I do better. He's always going to tell you and, you know, try to help you be the best player you can, because ultimately, if everyone's the best player they can be, the team's going to have success.
Hi, Benny. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Welcome to Buffalo. When it comes to just last season, what was that experience like for you starting in Florida, going back to Chicago, and what really, you know, aside from opportunity, what led to the impressive end of the season you had with the Blackhawks?
Yeah, I think obviously starting the season, was hoping for a good opportunity. You know, it's something you're always looking for in free agency. So going into Florida, I was kind of excited and ready to go, and kind of out of training camp, didn't have many opportunities, and kind of just kept working hard, waiting for the opportunities to come. And I think I played like 9 games, and when I'd play 4 or 5 minutes. So it was like no opportunity really there. So going to Chicago, I was able to kind of be myself and just play and not think about it, because obviously when you're in those situations, it kind of stinks, and it's hard for you to play your best. So going to Chicago, I had a bit more opportunity, and you know, was just able to go out there, play, and have fun, and really brought back the fun in hockey. And I'm looking to just keep going off that.
Hi, Vinny. Bill Happy Times Herald. You've been a very talented scorer throughout your career, but how have you kind of evolved and adapted to the NHL and carved out a niche? Like, what have you evolved into as a player, I guess, over these past 5-6 years?
Yeah, I think for me, it's still a work in progress, figuring it out. But I think as of now, I'm a hardworking forward that likes to play in the second, third line, you know, wherever they need me. But I like penalty killing. I like being first on the forecheck, pressure in the D, trying to make turnovers and then make some plays when we get the puck back. So I think the main part of my game is hard working and speed and relentlessness.
Vinny, with there's, you know, been a lot of change with the Sabres, with, you know, Sam Reinhart gone. I mean, Jack Eichel seems to be gone next, but with a lot of the guys on the roster, particularly in the forward group, it's not like you're, I'm sure you haven't played a lot against Dylan Cousins or Casey Mittelstadt. So in the conversations with Don and just your research of making the decision, how did you really sort of, I guess, learn about some of the guys that you will be playing with, whether it's Cousins, Mittelstadt, or any of the other players on this team?
Yeah, obviously playing the NHL, you're also a huge NHL fan. So you watch all these young guys come up, and Bjorki, I played with him at Notre Dame. We were line mates my sophomore year when he was a freshman. So kind of just talking to him through the process too, and getting to know the feel of the room and, you know, how the guys are. So I'm super excited. Obviously, I'm at that age where I'm 27, so I'm not a young guy and I'm not an old guy. So I think having ups and downs in my career, that's something that's nice to have with all these young guys in Buffalo. So I'm going to look to try to have a secondary leadership role and just help out as much as I can and be there for these guys too. Cause you're always that young guy at one point, and it's kind of tough when people aren't on your side.
For two straight seasons in the NHL, things have been, to put it lightly, crazy. I mean, it hasn't been normal at all. Now, at least from a normal standpoint, you're going to start the season about on time, maybe a week later than normal training camps. Are you looking forward to maybe getting back to more of a normalcy after the last couple of years? And what has this been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, thinking back the past few years, it's been great to play hockey, but it obviously hasn't been under the circumstances we would have liked. So we start off going to the bubble, and then we're hoping to have a normal season. And then it turns out we're still kind of in a bubble where you're on the road and you're stuck in the hotel, can't go out to eat. You're stuck in these cities for 7 days at a time sometimes, and you just go from your hotel room to the meal room to the rink. So could be a bit not very good for your mental aspect of things sometimes, but I think going forward this year, it's going to be great to have fans in the building. Every time I've played in Buffalo, it's been crazy. I'm super excited for the fans there, and I've been to a Buffalo Bills game. Josh Allen is always my fantasy QB, so super pumped. I know how passionate the city is, so I think that's going to be, from going from no fans to that, it's going to be something that's going to be really, really fun.
Benny, you talked a lot about Don Granato and your, you know, history with him and knowing, you know, what kind of coach he is. Just what could you maybe elaborate a little bit that on that more, just like your relationship with him in the past and how much did that play into, you know, the opportunity to play under him again, and how much are you looking forward to that opportunity again, and what kind of coach he could bring to the Sabres long term as the guy in charge?
Yeah, first off, I'm sure you guys know he's just such an awesome guy, and he wants the best for everyone. If you're going to work hard for him, he's going to work hard for you. And I think being in Chicago, is obviously an assistant coach, so he was kind of second in command where he's getting the orders and he's going and telling you what he's kind of hearing from the top or from the head coach. So I think him having all the power is a bit different, and it's something it's really fun and exciting because he's such a good coach, and he really cares about each player he has. And he's not going to coach every player the same way. He's going to tell you what you need to do. And there's always that transparency. And that's something we talked about, because going through the stuff I did in Florida, you know, he kind of didn't know what was going on and try to get some answers and never heard it. So you always, when you're not playing your best, you always want a coach that is going to tell you how to get back out there, get in the positions you want to be in. And just talking on that sounds like something he's willing to do with every player, and that's something that a team needs in today's NHL, and I think it's just going to help the team be that much better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.